Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Grandmother, why was Mary afraid?
Well, Anna, it was a scary thing to be visited by an angel and told that you would have a son. Mary still wasn't married, and yet she was supposed to take care of a child. And this was no ordinary child. This was God's own son. And he would one day rule over all of Israel. That was a lot to take in for a young girl.
Why did God choose Mary? Why did Jesus have to be born in a manger instead of a palace? If he was going to be king, he should have been born in a palace.
For one thing, God chose Mary because she was courageous and had a strong faith. And Jesus had to be born to a common girl in a manger because his birth was a miracle and could only have come from God. Jesus came in humility so that he could demonstrate God's love for us and his great mercy. What the people would not understand until much later was that the kingdom Jesus would rule over was not here on earth, but in heaven. Jesus had come to prepare a heavenly kingdom so that anyone who loved and followed him could be in heaven with the Father forever. Mary didn't know all of this, of course, but she had faith that God would provide for her. After she was told all of this, Mary simply said, "Let this happen as you have said." Now that was true courage.
Questions must have filled her heart. She received the angel's words, "Lord, I am yours. Be it unto me." To places yet unknown, and the choices that I make leave me feeling so alone. I will keep my confidence in Him. With a trusting heart I'll say, "Lord, I am yours, be it unto me."